protest set over gender message on North Carolina billboard. What did the billboard say? It says, real men provide, real women appreciate it. Now, is there anything wrong with this? I don't see anything wrong with it, but they say women are planning this weekend to protest a North Carolina billboard with a message they say is a slam on gender equality, according to media reports. Absolutely ridiculous. What does the Bible say? They're saying real men provide. What does the Bible say? The Bible says, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So the Bible very clearly says that it is the man's job to provide. That's the man's job. And it says about the women, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, a homemaker, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So women are supposed to be keepers at home and obedient to their own husbands. That's not a very popular message today, but this is the New Testament of the Bible, and this is the word of God. This is what the Bible says. And real men and real women will have no objection to a billboard like this. Real men provide. Real women appreciate it. Nothing wrong with this message. But in today's messed up society where, well, everything's supposed to be equal, you know. Think about it. If you have a 50-50 marriage where you're both equal and you disagree on something, what do you do? I mean, what do you have, a vote? Well, you're split, 50-50. One yes, one no. Well, what do you do? You're just going to end up fighting. But if you do what the Bible says, and the man is the head of the house, and the wife is obedient to their own husbands, you're not going to have that problem. And you're not going to be blaspheming the word of God. That's what it says. Keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. But unfortunately today, what we see is, instead of the woman staying home, taking care of the house and the kids, and the man going to work and providing like God said he should do, we're seeing the exact opposite. It's so strange. But now you'll see in many cases the man's staying home and the woman's going off to work. And what we see now is that 1.4 million stay-at-home dads. There's 1.4 million stay-at-home dads now. A number that has doubled over the last 10 years. And this was in 2009. I'm sure it's much higher today. And it's a shame. The Bible says the man is supposed to provide for his own. And the Bible couldn't be more clear. But if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So the man is supposed to go to work and provide for his family. He's supposed to be the breadwinner, bring home the bacon. The Bible is very, it couldn't be more clear. And in Titus it says that the women should be keepers at home. At home. The Bible cannot be more clear. And of course, if the Bible says one thing, society is going to want to do the exact opposite. And that's what we're seeing today with this stay-at-home dad movement around the country. So, real men provide, real women appreciate it. Leave your comments below. Let me know what you think about this. Do you agree with what the Bible says, or do you agree with the trends of society? Let me know what you think. Be sure to like the video, and if you're new, be sure to hit that subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.